can edit it later.
Okay. This is the Gandarias restaurant. We are in San Sebastian, in one of the most famous streets on the old town, which is the 31st August. It's named after a fire that destroyed the city, and this is the only street remaining original from then, which was 1813. So it's a restaurant very, very famous. This is a famous street, and there's many other good restaurants. Our specialties are pinchos and then also a la carte restaurant. We have all the pinchos and the a la carte restaurant ready for gluten-free people, so we also get many, many celiac people. And specialties of the house would be the T-bone steak, mainly fish. I would say any fish, all are fresh, turbot, very nice. So we do have many things. And then in pinchos, one of the most famous pinchos would be the mushroom, which is like a mini hamburger with three mushrooms, and then it's sauced with garlic and lemon. Very nice.
Great.
Quite special. And yeah, I would say we also have now season, we have the porcini, we also have green peppers during the season,
sure.
Guernica green peppers, and also what we call piparras would be like a green chili, and they could be a little bit spicy, so they're also very nice, very typical here. Fish,
and,
sorry.
And it's also very very affordable here.
See,
165 to... Two, three,
yeah. There is quite special ones, we could be up to four, but they usually is between 165 to 235, so it's something reasonable. Yeah. And then we also have, for example, wines by the glass, which is also very helpful for people who want to try different kind of wines. We have Rioja, we have different places, we have international also wines, we have American, we have Australian, we have Indian wines.
All right, okay. Great to see Indian wines.
We have an Indian white wine, Sula is called.
And very famous,
see,
yeah.
See, that's it. So,
people like it?
People like to try different things, and there's people that want to, experience something different. And this, for example, Vasula is a very, very nice wine.
Do you think that reflects also San Sebastian as a destination, that you're a very international city and you're very open towards cultures?
And we're very in now. I mean, we've been, there's, for example, New York Times, they published a couple of times that San Sebastian is one of the most interesting touristic places in the world. So we get many, many foreign people, many journalists, many about gastronomy. Also, we get some congresses. So, I would say, and also with the capital chief culture.
Yeah.
I think we're doing a great job.
Yeah, I think you're. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Gracias.